This is KUT. Austin City Council members are one step closer to requiring fingerprint-based background checks for Uber and Lyft drivers in the city, but the local chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, or the NAACP, has sent a letter to council members saying these kind of background checks discriminate against minorities. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
When you're arrested and then booked, there's ink involved.
A fingerprint is taken from someone at the very, very initial stage of processing in the criminal justice system, right? It's taken at booking, typically, which happens, you know, even before a first appearance before a court.
Jennifer Lauren is a law professor at UT. She says fingerprints are first connected to an arrest. And in its letter to counsel, the NAACP says there are people arrested more often than others, minorities. While African Americans make up roughly 8% of the city's population, they made up 24% of the arrests by Austin police last year, meaning all those fingerprints are taken and stored in the FBI database. Local and state agencies are expected to tell the FBI whether the person was then charged or convicted, or neither. But some agencies don't do this in a timely manner. The NAACP argues that FBI records are often incomplete, meaning only arrests are listed. Here's Jennifer Lauren again.
Obviously, in our system, right, an arrest is not an indicator of guilt of anything.
Determinations about whether or not a person is eligible to drive are not made based on arrest alone.
Councilmember Ann Kitchen says the city would not deny someone the ability to drive for Uber or Lyft simply because of an arrest. It might mean going back to that applicant and giving them a chance to explain the arrest and what, if anything, came of it. Kitchen and others argue the advantage of fingerprint-based background checks is accuracy, weeding out false or duplicate names. Plus, all non-Uber and Lyft taxicab drivers in Austin currently undergo this kind of background check. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.